Adriana Baer and KXRW present I'm Into This Place.
Hello, my friends. I'm so excited for you to get to listen to today's episode, where we welcome our guest host, Mariana Cruz, into the studio with V. Beltran Leyva. V is an incredible member of our community, and I can't wait for you to hear about them. V is really at the intersection of so many different groups here in Vancouver: the Latino community, the LGBTQ plus community, the artist community, the community organizer and activist community. Among other events, V hosts Fruity Mixer. This is a monthly event co-hosted by Southwest Washington LULAC, where V is the director of Rainbow Affairs, and local Mexican restaurant Otra Vez. This is a free, sober, LGBTQ plus social event for people 18 and over, where there's food, drinks, and party vibes. There's a DJ. There's also a drag show. So you can go every month and be in a joyful, family-friendly and environment. V founded and hosts the No Sabo Si Sabes events at Dandelion Tea House on the first Tuesday of every month, where you can go and practice your Spanish or your English. You can play games, socialize, make friends. It's free and open to all ages, and you go and you practice your language skills and build community. V is also putting together the first ever Latino Pride event for next summer. So they've got their hands busy with so many different activities. And what you're going to get to hear in this interview are two young Latino creative artists who are living here in Vancouver, making their way, finding and building the community that they want to see here in Southwest Washington. I was extremely inspired by sitting in a room with these two while they were chatting, and I am so happy to be able to bring these voices to you, our I'm Into This Place community. So I hope you'll sit back and enjoy this conversation between Mariana and V. We'll see you out there. Welcome to I'm Into This Place, your deep dive into the local arts, culture, and heritage of Clark County. From fabulous new restaurants to quirky art installations to the historical sites you never even knew to look for, we're inviting you along. Whether you're a Clark County connoisseur or just starting to get to know her, get ready to fall head over heels for this place we call home. I'm your host, Adriana Baer, and I'm into this place. Let's go.
Hello, V. I'm so glad you're here. How are you doing? ¿Cómo estás?
Hi, Mariana. I am doing really good. I'm actually really excited to be here. Excited to see you in this position as well.
When I first got asked to do this on the podcast, Adriana was like, who do you want to interview? I was like, boom, V. Fruity Mixers are so successful. And your No Sabo Si Sabes events with LULAC are so fun. And I think you're doing a lot of great things in the community that needs to be highlighted. And I think there needs to be more queer Latino representation here in Vancouver, because in Portland, like, you hear about that all the time. But here in Vancouver, you're like, what's going on? Well, who are the queer Latino leaders of Vancouver? You don't really hear that, you know. You're like really inspire me, and I respect you a lot.
I really appreciate those words. It's been quite a journey. I think the things that I portray out to the world is definitely what I do want to keep portraying, right? The confidence in that thing. But it's always, you know, behind the scenes, behind the closed doors, it's always like that struggle. And so I'm really glad to hear that the stuff that I'm doing is actually making an impact somewhere. And so I'm really happy about that. Thank you. So I've lived here since I was 7, and I've really grown to really love Vancouver and the Pacific Northwest in general. Part of the big reasons why I always create these events is because there's a little bit of selfishness to it. I want these spaces for myself. And so if they're not around, then I might as well put them myself. And then I can just enjoy them, right? Enjoy them. And then hopefully other people enjoy them as well. And so if I created the space, then it's there and I can be happy with it. And then people show up.
As a young queer creative here living in Vancouver, what did you see that was needed or not represented?
Whenever I think about Vancouver, especially now, it's growing. It's growing so much, and we need to kind of grow with it. And that always means diversifying, and that in all senses of the word, which also includes people. So stuff that I've felt that we're missing, especially when it came to community, is that intersectionality. So myself, I am a queer creative, but I'm also Latino, as you said. So how can I bring those two things together? Everything's also separated. Like, do I choose to have a Latino night or do I choose to have a queer night? It feels like I have to silo myself and then have to choose an identity. Also, do I go to this creative space or do I go to this educational space? Bringing stuff that kind of includes that and brings it together has been my goal, which is why I have like the Fruity Mixer. I want to just have a space where people can come and be and hang out. It's still very Latino-centric, as you've seen, as I do speak in Spanish there. My parents have actually been going to this event, which also then pushes me towards speaking the language so that they can understand, which then brings people to understand each other more, right? The idea with it was to have that space, make it feel fun, also expose people to a different kind of culture. Usually to go and experience a drag show or, you know, be around a lot of queerness, you have to be around alcohol or a substance, which usually just means a bar, a drag show at a bar, brunch, you name it. So I saw that there was not a lot of spaces for people that are not going into bars. So i.e. the sober community and also just youth who are 18. There's no space for any queer young adults in our community. My family never kind of knew a side of me because they know the Latino side and they know, yeah, I'm queer, but they've never seen me perform in drag or they never seen me be put in these shows. So I felt like my life was kind of two-sided. I'm living a lie type of situation. And that's because, again, there was no spaces for me to, for that cross. Yeah. I never felt that I could bring them also to those very, very queer spaces as a Latino. And as, you know, they love me and I know that they love my community, but that feeling of it's a safe space for them to be there and then for them to see me at my full self was also kind of like that thing that was missing. And so Fruity Mixer has kind of done that for me. One, I'm creating a space for young adults who are queer to kind of be able to start being exposed to that scene, but also start building community with others and people who are older who might have something to say and share and teach. The Fruity Mixer is that space. It's become a hub for young queer adults, for sober individuals, for family, multi-generational families. Like my parents can now experience, they brought their friends as well. And they're like, this is so fun.
I really love that. Let me tell you, like when I saw your family there, I was just like, this is so cute. And they had their own little booth. They were all together. And I saw your mom like waving the dollar bills at the queens. And I was like, yes.
I haven't shown my family a piece of my life that I've lived for such a long time now, right? And so I've been so happy that I've been able to share that with them.
In all the things that you do, like kind of like LULAC related, what do you feel is the significance behind creating those events, like Fruity Mixers, No Sabos y Sabes? Like what is the goal, the intention of those events?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, I am the director of Rainbow Affairs for Southwest Washington LULAC. I created No Sabo with LULAC. It came out of my little brother. He's 11 now. He is kind of a No Sabo kid. So I realized that we are surrounded completely by the English language. So no matter how hard we try, we are constantly having to fight that, you know, the other language that's being predominant. And so I noticed that he talks to in Spanish to my mom. Everyone at home does. If he's only speaking in Spanish to mom, then he's not practicing it completely with, you know, with others, maybe having conversations on different topics that wouldn't be just typical conversation you would be having with mom, right? So I'm like, okay, so we need to have a space where people can come and practice their Spanish.
For my listeners out there, no sabo means a person who doesn't know. So in the Spanish community, there's a lot of stigma. If you're not fluent in Spanish, then you get called a no sabo. And it's kind of really kind of like a bullying thing. And it's always like pressured, like you always feel pressured to know Spanish. And if you mess up on a word, like I know I do, then it's like, haha, no sabo. And I'm like, yo sí sé.
but then nobody, you know, corrects you, right?
No one corrects me. They just make fun. Yeah.
And no sabo is, it comes from saber. It's so funny that it actually became what it was, because it always stemmed from somebody asking you a question. Hey, do you know blah, blah, blah? No sabo. And then they made fun of you. And it's like, no, I was just answering. But, you know, and then now it became a whole thing. You, first of all, were being asked something. And then now you're being made fun of for just even answering. And so, but, you know, we love no sabos. We love no sabo kids.
We love them. I'm fluent in Spanish, but I know there's a lot for me to learn. And I think this event is a great way to bring fluent speakers, no sabo speakers, and it's all about practice, community, and keeping that language and, you know, traditions alive.
Mm-hmm. No sabo is an event that is intended to just allow people to practice their Spanish, centered around games. So we have board games that are playing, and people just have to then use their language skills as best as they can in Spanish, right? So doing that allows people to kind of relax a little bit, and then practice it. And then the second half of it, we then do a big group thing, a big group fun game. But overall, in general, No Sabo is just a place to practice your Spanish. If you're a newcomer, it's a place to practice your English, and then just build community. So it's, you know, at its roots, it's just a place for people to learn and to be in community. Now you know people and you're going to recognize faces out and about where you could start talking Spanish to them, see how far they've gone, but also so you can feel, you know, you see more of the people that are kind of maybe going through the same struggle as you out and about. I host No Sabo. Now it's become a monthly thing at Dandelion Tea House, you know, and so through LULAC as well, we've been able to make so many partnerships, and I've been able to explore so much of more of Vancouver thanks to them. And so shout out to Dandelion Tea House for hosting us and hosting No Sabo. Again, showing that people do want, you know, this diversity, because Dandelion Tea House is not a Latino-owned space, right? So they really are opening their doors to us. And so that's something that we need right now. I think we've isolated ourselves a lot. I want us to all come back and be together.
I'm seeing you be involved in all these events and organizations, and I really love that you keep those connections with the people that, you know, like, Otra Vez isn't queer owned, but you still, like, you connect with them and they connect with you. And then Dandelion Tea House is not Latino owned, but, you know, you make those connections. And I think that's what Vancouver needs right now, that intersectionality.
I think that's actually probably what I look for. If you are willing to be chill with me and I feel comfortable with you and I feel safe with you, then I feel comfortable with bringing people in your space as well. Dandelion has provided that.
Yeah, shout out.
Mm-hmm. Otra Vez, it's a family-owned restaurant, by the way. That's how we kind of help in the community. We pay them to use their space. And they're also a family friend that I've known for a long time. They're like, yeah, host us, have it here. We are happy to have you. Same with LULAC. Crazy Ideas, quote unquote, they're happy to do because they care enough about me and want me to build those spaces.
You're listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Guest host Mariana Cruz will be back with her guest V. Beltran Leyva, Latino leader, artist, and activist, after a word from our sponsors.
Shriners Children's has opened a new pediatric orthopedic clinic in Vancouver. The clinic provides evaluation and follow-up care for children and teens with orthopedic conditions, including sports-related injuries such as sprains and fractures. Care is available regardless of a family's ability to pay. The Vancouver Shriners Children Clinic is located at 900 Northeast 139th Street, Suite 204, and is open Monday through Friday. Information about services and scheduling is available at shrinerschildrens.org/Vancouver Clinic.
Mm-hmm. Support for KXRW comes from On Point Community Credit Union, with 8 branches in Southwest Washington, offering checking, credit cards, home equity lines of credit, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. Learn more at onpointcu.com.
Perdido en la estrella más, no sé dónde estaba, tráiganse sin carga, ya no me cree nada.
Welcome back to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. Guest host Mariana Cruz's conversation with her guest V. Beltran Leyva, Latino leader, artist, and activist, now continues.
I think part of it is also challenging people's perspectives about anything.
Ooh, I like that.
If we stick to one specific identity or thing, then we will start separating ourselves from all that the world has to offer to us, right? And so one of the things that I've realized is that unless you're exposed to individuals of any other type of community, you will inherently have this like stigma towards those people. You start stereotyping people in that way. And so when people are exposed or when they're around other kinds of individuals, that's how you kind of grow. And so that was my way of going, hey, you are not around a lot of queer people. Let me show you what it's like, what it can be like, how much love there is here. And then you are now more accepting. Similarly, over here, you know, Dandelion, it's very queer, very a safe space, but like for whom, right? And so let's, you know, there's also brown queer folks, right? There's black queer folks. There's different ethnicities as well. And so it's really just the challenge of exposing yourself to others.
I love that. What future plans do you have as a queer creative here in Vancouver? I know you said you have more ideas. So, a ver, dime más.
Yeah. So one, you know, I was just saying about the exposure part, right? And then I've been talking about my family not being exposed to a side of me. Right. I'm working with Kat, who's the co-founder of Dandelion as well, to work on this event called Queer 101. It's K-U-I-R. So it's supposed to be like a Spanish phonetic spelling of queer. And it started with, again, me thinking of my family doesn't know this side of me. Right. In any capacity. There's been sometimes struggles when I'm dating. Right. With who I'm dating, because I'm pan. And so they don't know what that means. Right. And they thought for a very long time. And of course, I did come out as just gay for a very long time. I'm sure you remember that. And so they only thought, oh, you like men, you like guys. Right. And then I dated someone who was trans. And so they're like, wait, what's going on? And it's, you know, they don't know. And so because of that and because of the lack of exposure and the lack of knowledge, I was like, OK, I need to have this event. And also in Spanish, because the language doesn't always translate, right? I need to have a space where parents, especially or family members of different cultures, right now specifically targeting Spanish and Latinos, because you know the machismo, right? You know the machismo that's there. You know the gender roles and stuff. I'm like, I need to have them learn and be exposed to it. So, we're having a presentation where, again, Queer 101, this is what gender is, this is what sexuality is, this is what expression is, and how they're different. And then the second portion will be of them asking just the questions that they've always wanted to ask, even if they're a little out there, right? Yes, we'll moderate for sure, but, you know, it's just for them to...
To have their questions answered.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no place like that, right?
There isn't. No, everything's online.
Anywhere.
And...
You can't always trust that. So I was telling Kat about this and she's like, I love it. Can we do it in English? And I was like, yes, let's do it in English. So now we are partnering with PFLAG even to spread the word with parents and family members who are willing to learn. And so I'm curious to see how it turns out. So that's one. But my big one that I'm so excited for, and you can hear it on my voice with nerves, is Latino Pride. I'm bringing Latino Pride to Vancouver. So next year, around June or July, depending on how we line it up, we'll be having Latino Pride here. I am already on the works of building a roster of artists. I'm thinking about getting a banda for like the first half.
Oh, we're my God. You know I will be there.
I know you will. And then, you know, having our DJ and all these Latino vendors every reoccurring year, we try to highlight a different genre, so to speak. So the first year, hopefully we'll have banda. Second year, I want to find a grupo that plays bachata, so like live bachata. And then the next one, do like, you know, I don't know, Angeles Azules, come here and do cumbia. Because Latinos are not just Mexican. And that's the other part that I'm bringing with LULAC. Part of our goal is to also highlight the other Latinos that are in our community, where it's not just the Mexicans here, right? So that's kind of like the goal with that as well. And acknowledge that we're not all a monolith. So if we can make it happen. So if you are out there and you're a Latino and you're not Mexican and you want to highlight your culture and your ethnicity, please come to me and I will highlight the heck out of you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Mexican Colombian. There's a lot of Mexicans here, not a lot of Colombians. And I'm like, I don't know where to go for Colombian events, like Portland, but nothing here. So I really like that you're making us all, you know, united.
I'm so excited to see who comes out of the woodwork and ends up being, you know, a part of this and how many people are in our community that we don't even know about, right? Like, that's the exciting part for me. And then the biggest part is just, like, having everybody be there. Being able to see it, I think, is gonna heal something in me for sure.
You've accomplished so much. How do you envision the future of Vancouver? With all that you have in mind and who you are, how do you envision Vancouver?
I've mentioned that Vancouver is growing. And so that, I think that's something that motivates me. My vision for Vancouver is just a place where people don't need to go somewhere else to have fun. I envision a closer Vancouver, a Vancouver where people are able to go out and smile at each other and have places to go. That's kind of like what I want. There's a lot of people out here who really love and they love deeply. And I just want Vancouver to reflect that.
Shout out Vancouver. It's my city. I really like that. Is there anything else you want to say to our audiences out here listening?
I first and foremost want to say thank you. Thank you for accepting me and thank you for being there for me. Thank you for showing up. I know it's been a hard time these last couple of years, and I've definitely seen people be there for each other. And so that's what I would say. I would say thank you for you being you, for existing, and for showing up when it counts.
Aww. No, thank you, V. Okay, now is the time for you to give me your shout out. But before I do that...
At the end of every episode, I ask our guest, what place or person are you really into these days? But before we hear their response, I just wanted to let you know that you can find out all about our guests and the wonderful work that they're doing by visiting imintothisplace.com and clicking on episodes. There you'll find tons of information about the incredible arts and culture in our community, find links to the organizations we feature on the show, and you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's where we send you an email every Tuesday highlighting the arts and culture in our community and giving you a list of specially curated events that are coming up this week in Clark County. Okay, let's hear the answer to my favorite question.
Okay, V, so who do you want to shout out?
I think I got to shout out both LULAC and DJ Mala, who has been my DJ for Fruity Mixer for a while now, and DJ Lida Blunt, who has been a person who's been doing a lot of work and bringing the Cutie BIPOC space. So
Yes, shout out. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you so much, V. Muchas gracias for being here. Like I said, you are an inspiration in my life ever since I've known you. And I am so excited for all the events that you have planned. And you know, I'm going to be there at your Fruity Mixers and the Latino Pride. I'm so excited for that. And so keep on being you. Keep on inspiring. Keep on loving because you have a big heart and everyone needs to know. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Aaliyah, and a place I'm really into right now is in downtown Vancouver on Main Street. There's a gorgeous shop to get cards and small gifts and handmade jewelry, and it's called Erangium Papeterie. The owner is somebody who makes you feel really at home. If you saw the show Cheers when you were younger or older, depending on your age, you remember the scene where they always say where everybody knows your name in the song intro, and that's what it feels like when you go to her store. You feel like she remembers your name or your face or the story that you guys shared together. And if you're having a bad day, just walk into that store. And when you walk out, you will feel a little lighter and a little happier. And you might have a couple cool things that you picked up to purchase along the way.
We'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite spots in Clark County? Who really deserves a shout out? Give us a call and leave a message or send us a voice note via email. All the details on how to do that are in the show notes.
I'm Into This Place is produced by Adriana Baer, engineering by Sean Lee Martin. This episode was recorded at the Soundstage, the Northwest's premier voiceover and recording studio right here in downtown Vancouver. You can find out more about our guests, V. Beltran Leyva, and all they're producing, and about us at imintothisplace.com. Muchas gracias for listening. This is your girl, Mariana Cruz. Ciao!
Thanks for listening to I'm Into This Place on KXRW 99.9 FM. The radio production of this show featured songs by Nathan Vega, which are listed in the show description.
Yo alineo cabrones, tomamos las decisiones y ponemos las misiones. Rutas en barcos, camiones y aviones, del cartel estamos al mando, sigue creciendo señores. Un placer llevar el puesto de jefe, siempre respalda a mi padre, nunca voy a defraudarle. 10,000 fierros truenan, eviten la pena de que sean la cena. Y es que pa' la guerra, drones y tostones, monstruos en la sierra. Aquí andamos en Jalisco, pénganse en el tiro a ver si salen vivos. Seguimos a la cabeza, los güeros nos buscan, también piden kilo.
Éale, suena su componente, mi viejo. Y arriba la perla, la verga. Perdonamos el que hace la paga. Vengo chingándome en whisky arriba de la cuadrada. Es muy costoso el tiempo porque vuela. Richard Mille en mi muñeca, Jacob ocasión perfecta. Conmigo gallero nos cuidan las negras, casi controlando el mapa, hay pa' que saquen las cuentas. De la mancha del alfa, mi madre en el pecho, nunca me haga falta. Líneas encriptadas pa' cuidar la perla, sobran las blindadas.